560 KPQ.
This is The Agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Here we go for another week, another day. It's The Agenda, News Radio 560 KPQ, 1215. Ah, nice horn section there. All right, consider this. Movies. Films, features, flicks, some by professionals, some by students, they're coming to town, as does a long overdue idea about a skate park. So today I'm going to try and cover both those topics, movies, locally made and by students, and a skate park. Now, as we've learned from actress Glenn Close during the Golden Globes Awards last night, some films were in pre-production for 14 years or more, some longer, and some that were in pre-production never ever begin. They wait for financing, they wait for a green light, they wait for someone of importance to be attached to the project, or any myriad of problems that circulate around Hollywood every day, preventing many films from ever reaching the silver screen. That's showbiz, where dogs eat dogs and the mania is a normal way to greet the day. So how does this affect the film showcased at Wenatchee High School? Well, stick around and see, or more accurately, stick around and hear, and then grab your skateboard and trundle off to the yet-is-to-be-designed or constructed skate park where grinders can go about their business under the watchful eye of other grinders. Each ride is a revelation to the imagination, so ride on, baby. The days are short, your nose is running, and the latest equipment meets the stresses of G1 on the soon-to-be vertical walls of the futuristic Hail Park or skate park. I always thought that Hail Fella Well Met was a way of saying, you're cool, I'm cool. I looked it up today and I'm wrong. It's a somewhat archaic English idiom used when referring to a person whose behavior is hearty, friendly, congenial, and insincere. A person who is just superficial in that sort of insincere, annoying way. So skate all you like and watch every movie they ever made, but please do not be insincere. We haven't got time for that here on The Agenda because it's only a 45-minute show. Let's meet our very special guests that start this day. And they are Xavier Martinez, who's been here before on their many guises, and Sophia Dillon, each talking about the Wenatchee Film Showcase, which is coming up at Wenatchee High School this weekend. It's going to be Saturday, isn't it, Xavier?
That's correct, yes.
Now, you're a member of the student UN, or what, the Model United Nations. There you go, the Model UN. So why is the Model UN throwing a film festival? A fundraiser?
Yeah, so it is a fundraiser for our Model UN and the Apple Leaf. The student newspaper. And so both of those clubs, they don't receive a lot of funding from the school. Right. And they also travel places such as Seattle, Anaheim, San Francisco, other places for conferences and for learning development. And so
I'll go to San Francisco next time you have to go there, but you go to Anaheim, okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. Now, are you both in the Model UN?
We both are, yes. Yes.
Are you both in the school paper staff?
Yes, we are.
So what do you do for the school paper?
For the school paper, I'm the feature section editor.
Oh, the editor.
Yes.
The blue pencil.
Yes, that's me.
So do you want them to make it shorter or
longer? Usually longer, yeah.
Really? Well, that's funny because when I was an editor in a newsroom, I was told to people writing, I can't make your work better, but I can make it shorter. How about you, Xavier? What do you write?
I'm one of the co-editors-in-chief of the paper, so I'm in charge of the newspaper design and just the print edition as a whole.
Now, that takes a lot of time, don't you? I worked on the school paper and a couple other papers, too, that weren't for schools, but it takes the effort to write 1,000 words and do the reporting and get it back and get it all fixed takes forever.
Definitely, but I'd say it's worth it every time, even though we spend 40-plus hours a month.
Just on the paper?
Just outside of class and in class, I guess. It's always worth it, for sure.
Do you have at least the comfort of knowing that the students at the high school are reading the paper?
For the most part, yeah. Often we walk back in the school after production and see many papers scattered around, but at least we reach a couple people.
The New York Times and all the major newspapers always end up as fish wrap.
Right.
It's a sobering and humbling aspect of the news business.
Yeah. For sure.
In fact, the same thing happens at 9 o'clock in the morning here at KPQ. We take everything that we put together for the whole day and throw it away. Start fresh again. It's crazy. It drives you nuts. But you do the same thing. Well, how do you come up with your stories for this dual paper? How do you know what to assign people?
That's funny because we're just in that process for this edition today. So our entire class meets together during class one day, and we just have a giant pitching session where we all throw out ideas and figure out what stories we're going to do. And then the next class day, the editors have decided on what stories they'll run in their sections, and then they assign them.
Excellent. Very professional. I've heard good things about your paper, but you're an award-winning paper, and also a lot of people... First of all, to be on the paper, you already have to write. You already have to be able to write. It's not a place to learn how to write. I know it's a school, and you're supposed to be teaching people, but you find that someone comes on and says they want to be a reporter, and you say, well, give me a sample of one of your leads. And they say, what's that? Now you know you got a problem.
Definitely.
Yeah.
They do require teacher recommendations and such.
Okay. Now let's talk about the Wenatchee Film Showcase, because it's coming January 12th to the Wenatchee High School Auditorium. There's a $10 suggested donation for entry, and it starts at 6 o'clock. And it's an evening of professional film, but also student films. And I'm glad for the professionals that they made it this far, but I'm more interested in the student films. Who's involved?
We have a variety of student films. We have a student film from a class at Foothills and a class at Wenatchee High School, and then a variety of individual films from personal filmmakers.
So if I'm interested in this, I can take film class at Wenatchee High?
You could, but you might have to be a student first.
Oh, yes, I would. If were I a student?
Yes,
were
you could be involved. Okay. We sent out an application a while ago for people to apply, and we tried to promote it throughout the classes so that even if you weren't in the film class, you still could enter your film.
And so people who have the equipment and or the bug, they've been bitten, they've been making the stuff at home, and then they bring it by, and do you ever watch it before? I'm sure you do, but how do you review who gets in and who doesn't?
We have a couple professional judges. As of now, we have Jamie Howell from Icicle Creek Center for the Arts and Chris Cameron, correct? So, and we're working on getting a couple more. So they're reviewing the films and judging them.
Now, that's some of the student films that will be there.
Yes.
We won't talk about names because you wouldn't recognize anybody's names unless you know someone from up the street who happened to make a film. But there's some feature screenings, too. One of them I've heard of, The Era of the Megafires, which has been showing around town. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so both films are tied to Wenatchee, and at least the North Central Washington area. They're both made by North 40 Productions, which is based in Wenatchee.
Right down the street.
Yes, and it's been a pleasure to work with them and to have the opportunity to showcase their films. So yeah, Era of Megafires is just about the impact, of these extremely large fires, on Washington and,
throughout the West.
Yes, and throughout the West.
And that's called The Era of the Megafire, a multimedia learning experience. And then there's one called Lifted, which is, I guess, a play on the word to the ski lift, right? Is that about Mission Ridge?
Yes, that's about Mission Ridge. And it's a really great family-friendly film. It has some beautiful, beautiful shots of Mission Ridge. I actually worked at Mission Ridge for a couple of years throughout high school, and I'd say it really hit the experience spot on. It's a great film.
You still go up there?
Oh, yeah.
You must.
Yeah. Skiing's a lot of fun when I can find the time.
Are they open?
Yes.
They're making snow? Or?
Yeah, and they do. They have some nice snow right now.
And tomorrow they're going to get more.
No doubt, for sure.
Excellent. Well, have you seen The Era of Megafires and Lifted? You probably have seen them both.
I've seen Lifted. I've seen part of Era of Megafires, but not the whole thing.
And I've seen Lifted as well, but I haven't seen any of Era of Megafires.
So when people come to the Wenatchee Film Showcase, which is January 12th at the high school auditorium, starting at 6 o'clock, and they donate $10, where does that $10 go?
Yeah, so those profits will be split equally between Model United Nations and the Apple Leaf. So specifically for the Apple Leaf, that money will be used, first of all, to cover our operating expenses for the year. Because of some tariffs, our production price has increased, and so we need to cover that cost primarily.
How did your production cost go up because of tariffs? Are you buying ink from somebody who's on the list?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So who makes the ink that your paper is printed with?
I'm not sure specifically, but it comes from China.
Okay. Right now, I won't get into that. Right now, they are, well, between soybeans, cherries, and ink, now I see that it's a long list of disagreements, let's put it that way, that have yet to been agreed upon.
Exactly.
Now, the action of the Model United Nations, what do you guys do? Do you mirror what the United Nations does? Do you get together? Everybody represents a different country. How does it work?
So far in the history of the WHS Model United Nations, we've gone to Pacific Model UN, which is in Seattle every year in mid-November, and you're each assigned a country as well as a committee. And then you go and represent that country in your committee and talk about their policies and how you might fix the problems that your committee talks
about. And the thing that you're assigned to work on for that nation, is it real or is it imaginary or is it based on the country's real needs?
They're all real problems. We've talked about immigration and clean water problems and humanitarian crises and et cetera.
So who have you represented in the past?
I've been Croatia in the European Space Agency, and now I can't remember, but that's the most significant
Croatia,
one.
The great days of Croatia. How about you, Xavier?
I have represented Ukraine in International Atomic Energy Association.
Tough one.
Yes, it was
tough.
It was very interesting, though. I've also represented Saudi Arabia in United Nations Environment Program.
Tough again. God, then, no sleepers for you.
And then this year, triple play, I was Pakistan in the United Nations Human Rights Program. So not exactly easy countries to represent across the board.
And you had to prepare your remarks regarding different issues?
Yeah, so...
If you were a Saudi Arabian.
Yeah, so we get to talk about each other or about ourselves in the third person. So, for example, I would refer to myself as the delegate of Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
And yes, we do prepare position papers, which state our position on the particular subject, and we submit those in advance. We can use those as notes or as jumping off points for speeches and such. But I'd say the bulk of the debate in Model United Nations is impromptu.
It's impromptu debate. You've done this before.
Yes.
When you studied for the, what's it called? The law.
Mock trial.
Mock trial. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Leslie Allen will have my head for that one. The law? Jeez. By the way, when is mock trial coming up again?
Mock trial, we have districts in about a month, and that's in Wenatchee. It's 2 days. And then state is at the end of March. So
keep me apprised of that, will you?
Absolutely.
Just call and let me know what the next thing is, because I want to shine a light on that.
For sure.
I was just impressed with the level of preparation and the way everybody was bright, prepared, fearless. Strange combination for high school kids. As I remember, we were all those things, but certainly not fearless. But I'd like to know that that's the case. So let's pretend that someone driving down Miller's just turned on their radio. Tell them what the Wenatchee Film Showcase is all about.
We have two feature films that feature Wenatchee in different lights. One is talking about mega fires, which have impacted our community in a hard way. And then it also talks about, we also have a film about Mission Ridge, which benefits our community and is a beautiful part of it. And then following those two feature films, we will have student films that explore the environment, but also people's own desires and what they wanted to create films about.
It's called the Wenatchee Film Showcase. It benefits the Wenatchee High School Model United Nations and the Apple Leaf. If you don't know what the Apple Leaf is, that's a student newspaper. The Wenatchee Film Showcase is an evening of both professional and student films. January 12th, that's a Tuesday night, is that right? Is that a Saturday?
This Saturday.
Not a Tuesday anything, it's a Saturday. It's this Saturday, January 12th, 6 o'clock at the high school auditorium. $10 donation is suggested. And there are door prices, apparently. Ooh, I didn't see that. Icicle Creek Center art tickets, those would be good. And there will be concessions sold, and I guess the benefit will be benefited by the sale of concessions as well.
Correct, yes.
When's the next Apple Leaf paper come out?
The next paper comes out on the... Ooh, they're going to kill me for this.
Somewhere.
The end of this month.
January 30th, I believe, because I think January 30th.
What's your lead story so far?
We're signing today, so we're not sure, but the in-depth will be about sexual harassment.
On campus?
On campus, in the community, and in general, so yes. Okay.
Excellent. Excellent ideas. It's the Wenatchee Film Showcase one more time, January 12th, 6 o'clock, Saturday night, Wenatchee High School Auditorium. Xavier Martinez and Sophia Dillon, thanks for being here today. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank
you.
P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
12:33 in the afternoon here, a sunny day in Wenatchee. Snow's coming tomorrow. I'm Michael Knight. This is The Agenda. We thank the members from the Wenatchee Film High School Showcase coming by, Xavier Martinez and Sophia Dillon. We say hello now to Charlotte Mitchell, who was just here last week speaking on behalf of the city of Wenatchee. She's with the Parks Department. Charlotte, are you there? Hello, Charlotte. Charlotte, are you there?
I'm here.
Great. Okay, you're on the air at KPQ. Nice to have you back on the air again. And I thought that today we'd discuss something that's coming up. Hale Park, which is familiar to most people because it's the dog park, the off-leash dog park, is going to be the site of a skate park, too, sometime in the future, or am I being too optimistic?
No, that's definitely going to happen. So we are right now just getting started on the design process for a skate park. It'll be just north of the dog park portion of the park. So, yeah, January 15th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at our new City Hall, 301 Yakima Avenue, in the council chambers. The temporary council chambers is where that meeting will be.
And what do you expect people to say during this meeting? I hate skate parks, don't you dare? Or this is how it should look and make it this way or no one will use it?
Well, what we're looking for is local skaters to come talk to us so that they can have input onto the design of it. I'm not a skater, so I don't want to design it because I don't have that expertise. So we'll have Grindline is Skate Parks is the company that's doing the design for us, but we also want lots of local skater input. So we're hoping that people will show up, bring their ideas, things they really like, things they don't like, and we can make sure to integrate that into the design of the park.
Now, Grindline is a company that makes skateboard parks, and they're in Seattle. Have they already been chosen? Have they won the bid?
Yep, so we have a contract with them. Yeah, they built the Leavenworth Skate Park as well, which has been super, super successful. So we're just hoping to have the same level of success.
Is it because it has to be challenging enough for every skater, which means that's a big challenge for any designer to make a beginning, an introductory, and an advanced park all at once?
Yeah, so we want, you know, pretty much anybody who rides a skateboard to be able to come to this park and have fun. And so I know that that is a good design challenge for them, but they have a proven history of being good at addressing that.
For someone who says, what in the world do we need a skate park for? Well, perhaps they have not been seeing skateboards for the last 100 years used on every sidewalk in town. But why did the city decide that it was time for a skateboard park and to take it seriously?
Well, people have been asking for it for quite a while. You know, we have the one, but it's always good to have more. And we have quite a few skaters in the community, and it's good to have an organized location where they can go and skate and enjoy themselves.
And of course, that'll be right down at the end. That's on the Apple Loop Trail, so it'll be available to a lot of people who go by. You can ride your bike down and skate, and then ride your bike home and be in great shape for the next day.
Yep, any version of wheels you want to get there, you can get there.
How big does a skateboard park have to be useful to everybody?
You know, I don't really know the answer to that question.
Well, you've got just about 5 acres, and half of it or more of it is going to be for the dogs.
Right.
So how much can be left for the skateboards?
Well, if you go down to Hale Park currently, you'll see there's kind of a portion of it that looks unfinished. And so that's the portion that will be skate park, but we're also going to put in some restrooms, 20 by 20 picnic shelter, and some play equipment. So if you just kind of think about that open space in your head, that's about the amount of space it'll take up.
After you get the comments this Tuesday, January 15th, from the people who are concerned about what the skateboard park's going to look like, when do you break ground?
So we're going to have 2 more community meetings after this. So we'll take the comments from this first meeting, and then the Grindline will go and do some design work, and then we'll bring it back to the community, and they'll do some more because we don't want to just show up with something that's already designed that people don't like. So then after those 3 community meetings, the earliest we'll start construction will be April, and it's about 2 months long for the skate park portion of it.
So it could be ready for summer.
Yep. Hoping by midsummer you will be ready to rock.
Now, how did you discover this company called Grindline? I never knew they existed. I thought it was a T-shirt company because you said the first 20 people who come to the meeting on the 15th, am I got that right? On the 15th,
yep.
January 15th, will get a T-shirt. And I thought, Grindline T-shirts, well, what's that about? So I had to look it up, and I said, oh, they make skateboard parks. It all adds up now.
Yeah.
How did you meet them?
Well, so there's a list that is kept statewide, and it's divided up by expertise, so it has everybody from, you know, dirt contractors to skate park designers, and they're on the list. And so we solicited several different companies originally when we were asking for a proposal, and two of them came back to us, and this was the one that our committee decided would be best for our park.
Now, not being a skateboarder, what do you like about the Leavenworth Park that's been so well-received?
Well, as a parks employee, I really like how much it's been used. People really seem to appreciate it, enjoy it, and a sign of a successful park is people in it using it. And so I think that's a good good metric to decide whether or not that is successful, and it indeed is.
In fact, do you find sometimes, not necessarily the city's problem, but other parks are built, but people don't find them useful or find them adequate to their needs, and they sit there underutilized?
You know, I wouldn't say that we've had that issue in Wenatchee. We have really great parks, and there's obviously some that need some work, but we're working on that. I think people in Wenatchee overall really enjoy our parks and use them, and I know personally I live a couple blocks from Washington Park and really love that park, so we have great parks, and people use them a ton.
So is there financing that needs to be in place for the Hale Park? By the way, is it going to be still called Hale Park, or is it going to be called Skate Park, or what are you going to call it?
We're sticking with Hale Park.
Hale Park it is.
Yeah, so the funding for Hale Park is all secured, so we're not working on finding any more funding at that point for the park.
And did you get, as you often do, people participating from outside the city or grant money or state money helping out?
Yep. So we have some RCO grant money that we're going to use for this, and some local money as well.
And what does RCO stand for?
Recreation and Conservation Office. Sorry to use the acronym.
Of the state, right? The Washington State RCO?
Uh-huh.
Well, now I sound like I know what I'm talking about. That's good.
Yep.
And what did you have to do to get the money from the state? What sort of hoops do you have to jump through and show them?
A grant process. You have to apply, and then you have to go talk to them about it, and then they decide, you know, where you rank, and because everybody gives them their wish list, and then they decide which ones they prefer. They put them in order of priority, and then if you're lucky or you work hard like we did, then you get the money.
In the city park, when you put up a gymnasium or a slide or, in this case, a skate park, there's an opportunity for someone to get hurt. Who's responsible for that?
You know, I would hope that people would use common sense when they were using our park facilities.
Yeah, but we're talking about skaters. Common sense has to be put aside.
No. You know, I can't specifically answer that question. I have historically worked on roads. I came over to the park department a couple of months ago, but I can look into that, and the next time we talk, I can answer that question for you.
It's not that important for me because I haven't been hurt, but I just thought, well, if everybody's skating and flying all over the place, there's a chance for somebody at least to knock heads, and I thought, what happens?
I would hope people would have appropriate protective gear on and would understand that they were taking on an activity that has higher risk than, say, just walking on the sidewalk, and would acknowledge that there is, you know, potential.
Got to have your helmet, your elbow pads, your knee pads, your ankle braces, and everything else in order, and then you may survive Hale Park. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it'll be more fun than hopefully worrying about survival.
Okay, let's not even think about that. When does the park refer to its own budgets in terms of what it wants to do for the year and how it puts together its budgets for? Because you have a lot of parks and a lot of maintenance to go in there. Last week we talked about what's going on at Lincoln Park, how you're working with the Rotary,
mm-hmm.
but the funding and the upkeep for these parks is a formidable price.
Right. So typically the fall is the city's budget season, so that's when we start taking a big picture look at what we want to do for the next couple of years. So that's a big part of when we get our budget together. And then there's also grant writing season, which is kind of in the winter-ish. And that's when you think about what projects do we want to have and where can we get the money. So then we apply to people with money for projects.
Are you telling people in the grammar schools and the high schools about the meeting on Tuesday night?
You mean like specifically?
Well, specifically, because if I'm talking about it on the radio, most likely I'm contacting their parents.
Right.
But if they hear about it, because it seems unlikely that not many skaters will show up at City Hall at 6:30 at night.
Right. So we have contacts in the local skating community that we've been talking to.
Good.
And they have their network. But Yeah, no, that's a great idea. I should probably get a poster up in the high school.
Well, just so they know about it, because those kids are going to be home watching football or basketball or something, or maybe skater films, and if they knew that their input was going to be important, then I'm sure they'd show up.
Yep.
And plus, I want to see what it looks like at City Hall with, you know, like 100 skaters saying, this is what we need. This is why it's so important. Don't do it this way. They made a terrible mistake. Because you know skaters are particular about their
routines. Blame them. Yeah. Yep. I know for sure that the park can really impact your ride. So that's why we want them to come talk to us.
Tell us one more time when and where.
All right. Let me pull it up. So January 15th.
Tuesday night.
Yep. From 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 301 Yakima Avenue, and it's in the temporary council chambers. And the first 20 people that show up will get a free T-shirt.
From Grindline.
Yep. I think it'll have our logo maybe on it, too.
Excellent. There's going to be a new skate park in town. It's not a maybe. It's a definite thing. It could be open by summer. But before they do the final construction and design, they need input from the public, and they want it from you, from skaters, from people who are going to be using the park. So Hale Park or Skate Park proposal skate meeting is Tuesday, January 15th, 6:30 to 8 o'clock at City Hall. Not the old City Hall, but the new one at 311 Yakima Street. 301, okay, Yakima. And the first 20 people coming through the door who are attendees will receive a free T-shirt from Grindline, which is the company that makes skateboard parks. And they're located in Seattle, and they make them all over the West. So that's really great. Thanks a lot, Charlotte. I appreciate your time. That's Charlotte Mitchell. She's with the city of Wenatchee. We talked to her last week about Lincoln Park, and now this week about Hale Park. It's a busy time in the Parks Department. Say hello to everybody down there, to all our friends, and tell them we support their works, okay?
Thank you very much.
There she goes. Turn off my mic instead of hers. Charlotte Mitchell from the city of Wenatchee, Skateboard Park, Hale Park, meeting Tuesday, January 15th, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. All right.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.